Assuming, of course, that he was insane, Gomez said, and not simply a perfectly rational man who'd had to confront something terrible. They decoupled from Oliveira's shuttle a few minutes later, leaving the dead man inside as they had found him. Cautiously, with gentle taps of thrusters, they flew around to the undamaged side of the flotilla ship. "The damage is confined totally to the other side," Gomez said. "It doesn't look like the kind of hull scorching the Santiago sustained when the Islamabad blew up, but the geometric extent is similar, wouldn't you say?" Skye nodded, remembering his mother's shadow burned into the side of the hull. Whatever had happened to the Caliuche had been shockingly different, but it was clearly symptomatic of damage of some sort. "I don't see how there can be a connection," he said. There was a chime from the console, one of the automated warning systems Norquinco had rigged up. Skye glanced towards the other man. "What is it? Do we have a problem?" "Not a technical one, but, still a problem. Someone's just scanned us with a phased array." "Where did it originate from? The flotilla?" "That direction, but not precisely. I think it must be another shuttle, Skye, making a similar approach to the one we used." "Probably following our thrust trail," Gomez said. "Well, how long have we got?" "I can't tell you, not without bouncing a radar beam off them as well. Could be a day, could be 6 hours." "Shit, well let's get in and see what we can find." They had moved around to the undamaged side of the command sphere now, and were casting around for a suitable docking port. Skye did not want to try and land inside the Caliuche, but there were still plenty of surface points where the shuttle could have anchored itself for a quick crew transfer. Normally the larger ship would have responded to the shuttle's approach by activating one of the ports. Guidance lights would have begun to shine, and the port would have extended restraining clamps to guide the shuttle home the last few meters. If there had been any power left at all inside her, those docking mechanisms should still have woken up, even after decades of inactivity. But though the shuttle chirped its approach signal, nothing happened. "All right," Skye said. "We'll do what Oliveira did. Use the grapples." He positioned the shuttle over a docking port and let the grapples whip away and bury themselves silently in the Caliuche's hull. Then the shuttle began to pull itself in, like a spider ascending a strand of cobweb. The grapples did not appear to have anchored themselves firmly. They began to give, like hooks in flesh, but they would hold for now. Even if the shuttle broke loose from its mooring while they were inside the larger ship, the shuttle's autopilot would prevent it from drifting away. Still suited up, they moved to the airlock again and cycled through to vacuum. Skye's positioning had been excellent. Their own docking seal was exactly aligned with the ship's, with the manual control set to one side in a recessed panel. Skye knew from his experience on the Santiago that the airlocks were well designed. Even if no one had opened it in years, the manual opening controls should still function perfectly. It was simple. There was a lever you turned by hand, and that would crank aside the outer door. Once inside the exchange chamber, there would be a more comprehensive panel with pressure gauges and controls to allow the space to be flooded with air from within the ship. If there was no pressure on the other side, the door would allow him to pass even more easily. He reached out his gloved hand, ready to grasp the lever, but as soon as his fingers closed around the metal, he knew something was wrong. It didn't feel like metal at all. It felt like meat. Even as he was registering that, another part of his mind had sent the signal to his hand to apply the twisting motion that would begin to crank the door aside, but the lever was incapable of being rotated. Instead, it just deformed in his hand, stretching as if made out of jelly. He looked closer,